this time. Roll call, Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. McRae.
Here.
Mr. Robertson.
Here.
And Mr. Malone.
Present.
Do we have any public input? Anyone for public input? If not, have you had an opportunity to view the minutes from the May meeting? If so, I'll ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals are being circulated. We have returned to that item. Animal control, do you have anything for us today?
I don't have anything in particular. I do want to let you all know this is my last meeting. I am retiring the 27th of this month.
Okay, after how many years?
43 years. So we do thank you.
Okay, but thank you for your service and your dedication during your 43 years.
Thank you.
You will be missed.
That applause wasn't for you.
I thought it was for me.
There you go.
Okay, we do have the coroner with us this afternoon.
Madam Chairman, I have nothing for the committee. I'm just here in case anybody had any questions for me.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Are there any questions for the coroner's office? If not, thank you for your attendance. The sheriff's office. Sheriff Hoates, would you like to present? I see you have several purchases here. Would you?
Yeah, the... The first one you should have there is a renewal agreement between the sheriff's office and the Lexapol vendor out of California to keep our policy manual system updated. That's programming started a couple of years ago with safety and risk management. The second one is a replacement vehicle for the courthouse security operation. Again, a replacement vehicle. And the last one is an upgrade to our forensic cell phone analysis equipment within the sheriff's office.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff. You heard the request from the sheriff first for the maintenance agreement subscription renewal in the amount of $6,105. Is it okay to do all these together?
Yeah, just do them all together.
Okay. And the second is for one new model police vehicle replacement, replacing a vehicle for $24,415. And all of these appear to be within the sheriff's court system's budget. Okay, and the last is for the cell phone for risk investigation, a kit for that, in the amount of $7,084.
So moved. Second.
And let the minutes show that Ms. Kuhn and Mr. Asadorian did arrive. Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Robertson?
Yes.
Mr. Asadorian?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
And Mr.
Aye.
Adler? So moved. Do you have anything else for us, Sheriff?
No.
Are there any questions for the Sheriff's Office? If not, thank you, Sheriff. Our licensed investigator we have with us.
Derek Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Derek Jackson. I'm with the Planning Development Department. I'm going to start filling in for Frank during these meetings. Frank traditionally hands you guys incident reports throughout the county. We want to start presenting more staff reports to the committee to review. Apologize, it's my first one. I'll start having these to you via email or in the mail ahead of time to have a chance to review. This month we have three renewal applications for manufactured home parks. Those three are Greenwood Mobile Home Park, Wheel Ranch, and Country Mobile. What's that?
Okay.
One of the three, there's actually a significant private septic system violation on site, so we would recommend to have that one.
And that's the Greenwood?
That's Greenwood Mobile.
You don't have to table what was never
introduced, so we just won't bring it up.
We'll just vote on the two that...
Sure.
Okay.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second. No, we're not spending money.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and lastly, the May liquor ordinance report. There was one violation reported by the sheriff's office. Jamie's Market in St. James Road. This is the market right next to Holiday Shores. They did sell alcohol to an underage individual, so just notifying the committee that we will forward that to the liquor commissioner, and I'll update you on any action that takes place from that.
All right, thank you, Mr. Jackson. Are there any questions for the investigator?
Thank you.
Next, we have emergency management. Which one are we going to present?
We have one resolution.
Okay.
It's for the renewal of Code Red, and that resolution is for $56,250. That's the annual contract price. Contract is up on that, so it's time to renew it.
Okay, that annual contract price is $56,250. You heard the request from emergency management.
What do we get for that? What are we contracting for?
It's broken down into two items: the mass notification system portion of it, which is emergency only, is $44,625.
So that's like a tornado warning.
The mass notification system. That's anything besides weather-related stuff. The weather warnings are the $31,250, and that's the automatic warnings that go out to people who are registered for it.
Okay.
And that's those automatically go out from the National Weather Service. So the other ones, the general alerts, if that's what we control, we can send that out ourselves. So,
I see.
For instance, we just did a boil order a couple weeks ago for the Almond Godfrey area. So it's dependent upon the local jurisdiction. They request what they want to be sent out, we send it out for them.
I had one question I asked Joe. We had some money, or we were promised some money or something from ConocoPhillips. Okay, is that part of that going towards it, or
yes, actually, I've notified that refinery, and they said they were going to participate again this year.
Okay.
$10,000.
Okay. So it's offset, right? Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion, second. Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Assadoy?
Aye.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
And Ms. Gump?
Yes.
So moved. Are there any additional questions for the emergency management office? If not, thank you both. 911.
Madam Chairman, we're submitting and presenting a resolution today to award contract to update and expand the computer-aided dispatch and records management system for Madison County Sheriff's Department that was purchased several years ago. This is an upgrade and an expansion of that software, and we have been in negotiations with several agencies and finally are realizing the participation of agencies for which this actual system was designed, which was to bring more agencies throughout the county onto the same CAD and records management system. We now have currently three agencies that are on the system, and we have a commitment from four other agencies to come onto the system. And through negotiations and working with Joe and Mr. Dunston and the sheriff, we are providing the infrastructure that will upgrade the system servers and for the implementation of the software, as well as the training that will be required to bring everybody online. And the resolution is in the amount of $614,300.
Okay, thank you. You heard the request from the 911 office. What's your pleasure?
Are we capturing some of this money back from these agencies that are coming on board?
We're not capturing this money back from the agency, but each agency is participating on their own for like their mobile systems and licensing and some of the support through mobile. So we are providing the infrastructure, and pretty much they are providing anything that will connect to that infrastructure.
Okay.
So they're participating financially, but not with this money.
Not towards that money.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to encourage all the public safety agencies to share this system, and by the county providing the infrastructure and basically a plug-in type system, we believe that we're going to have greater success. And the sheriff can speak on the benefits of this program and why it's helpful for everybody to share information. But that's what we're trying to do by setting this up this way.
Okay, so this is just basically a new system that allows everybody the opportunity to have easy access to.
Actually, Madison County has had this system in place, but there hasn't been anybody take advantage of it outside of Glen Carbon and Maryville and Granite City. And now there are other agencies that are planning to come online with this and be connected to this through this infrastructure, and then the data sharing portion is what is really advantageous. I might also add that with this program in place, if we would have an outage at a particular individual piece, it will enable that agency to go to another agency that has the software on it and log into the 911 system, just as if they were sitting at home in their own agency, and then in addition to that, log into the CAD and records management software, just like if they were sitting at their own agency. So they can create their own incidents. They'll lose no records. They'll lose nothing by virtue of that, because it'll all be maintained on these servers.
Okay. So this is $614,000.
Right.
You know, I feel uncomfortable voting yes for something I just heard about 30 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. And is this the central dispatch? Is this the model that would go for the central dispatch for all the municipalities that could eventually use this?
No, it's not a central dispatch.
Okay.
We're not establishing that. It's strictly for servers and training and the upgraded software. The servers, and I see Jeff and Timothy here, those servers are in need of being, or will soon be in need of replacement anyway. And so this is the opportunity to participate and bring them up to where any and all agencies in our county can connect to this.
Terry, I Mike McKee from New World is here. I asked him to be at this meeting. Actually, we had intended maybe to give you an overview of what the software does and all that. Mike, do you mind kind of giving the committee that type
sure.
of overview?
Thank you guys for your time. What this project entails, the Sheriff's Department came on board our system back in 2007. They negotiated a contract during the 2007. It's called for a site license. And what the site license entails is unlimited number of users for the CAD, the records, and then the corrections. So the site license has been paid for by the Sheriff's Department for that many years, with the intention of one day kind of going forward with this type of project to add on multiple agencies onto the system.
Yeah.
Currently, we've been working for the last probably almost 2 years with several agencies to join onto the system, and now probably 6 months ago or so, we decided to try and combine it to make it for every agency within the Madison County to be able to join on to the system altogether. What this entails is data sharing countywide, the ability to at least do it. So, you know, if someone is caught in Collinsville, the jail will already have the information, and it will be able to be transferred all over to everyone connected to the system. This will also, even though it's not being taken advantage of yet by this, the fire departments are going to be able to take advantage of this project as well. So they will also have the access to all the data that's in this one system. So it's a combined system with both public safety, fire and police. So, again, just a joint system for every entity in this in the county, basically.
So,
make sense?
So the only thing that's holding up other departments from joining is them being able to afford their cost in plugging into the system, right?
So if this was another county that doesn't have the agreement, the site license that Madison County does, what they would have to do is they'd have to pay for their portion of all the licenses that come on, all the training, as well as the connection and everything that comes aboard with this.
That's pretty significant, right?
Yes, much more significant. You know, for the amount that's being done with these four agencies, the cost that everyone's taking advantage would be more than that for just the four instead of all the agencies within the county combined.
Okay. See, there's a distinct advantage, Art, to it's not just law enforcement. It's law enforcement, fire, EMS, to be on the same page on data sharing.
Right.
And what the Sheriff's Office did back in 2007, we were able to do this because of the Philip Morris settlement. We actually went out there, and we could have went anywhere we wanted to go. We spent a lot of time studying these systems and decided that the New World system was the best system for us to go with, and We brought it to the county board. The county board agreed with us. So we actually broke ground on this. Right after we did that, like Mike had mentioned, Granite City said, we like that. They came in and sort of piggybacked on us. Then Glen Carb and Maryville did the same thing. There's a distinct advantage to us all being on the same page on this. I mean, the lion's share of criminal history information data is in the sheriff's office. We want to share that with any law enforcement agency, any fire service, EMS in the county, without really many restrictions. You know, if we have something at the sheriff's office on card, we want to be able to share that immediately, if needed, with Edwardsville, Collinsville, Highland, because, you know, you're highly mobile. You're not restricted to just Granite City. This initiative is making it a bit easier for them financially. We can't force them in, but already we've got Highland is very interested, the city of Edwardsville is very interested, Collinsville, and Troy. And I think once we do get this up and running, the rest will come. I mean, we've got to build it first, and then they'll come.
Well, and I like the concept, and I like the whole program, because doing investigations in the past on the fire department, we didn't have that access. We had to run next door, have them plug in, and try and get. My only question, though, is you had said that these agencies have to purchase equipment for themselves to come on board with this. That's their cost, right?
That's their cost. That
right.
would be
okay.
the most.
So that's the only thing that's holding up the other departments, any other departments.
Art, I think what they're saying is the mobile data stuff is on the department, but they run it to the station.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay, we don't pick up that. It has to, okay.
And it's not just the cost of other agencies. I mean, it's a mindset. You know, people are, some agencies are going to wait till they change their mind. You know, it's just, change is not always...
Didn't you negotiate a significantly lower rate also for a short period of time? Or isn't that what I heard?
Right, yeah. For 2 years after this is all signed, any agency that desires to come and join the system will be able to do it at the same. The costs are locked in for the mobile, and they can join just like any other agency. And if they come on like real soon, they'll also be able to benefit from the training, which is going to be at no cost to them. Also, although as I don't know if Mike, if you said it here, but there's a 3-wave training that's being planned. So if the initial training, if the agency's not online, then they can come in with the second or the third wave of training at no cost to them. So. And that is a huge thing too, the training.
So I think you might have been talking about maintenance cost overall, or was that, yeah, because what we're doing with this is you guys are currently on a maintenance plan that has 3% increases the next 2 years and then 6% the final year, the final two. With this, it's there's no increase whatsoever in the maintenance the first 2 years, and then the last five will be 2%. So it's an additional, the whole overall cost is decreased for the maintenance.
And you'll guess I'm not trying to be difficult at all. I mean, and I, it's no disrespect to anybody, but I really do feel uncomfortable. I don't think I can make an informed decision. And, you know, I would like to table it and bring it back next month.
Are we up against the time limit here at some time?
Well, finances Wednesday.
Yeah, we've been working on this for over a year. So, we want to move forward because it's, we're looking at 4 or 5 months to get intergovernmental agreements and get these guys started. Delaying it a month is going to push that schedule back a month. That's all that means. So if you don't feel comfortable moving on it, you know, it's your decision.
I'm sure, though, I would make a motion to table.
And I'd like to second that. I probably am going to be a yes vote, but I'd still like a little bit more. I'll be in the, you know, if I get have a little more time to think about it with it. So much money involved.
Well, let me poll the rest of the committee on tabling.
I don't mind tabling it, but I would like to see us do something with our month. Like, what are we going to do with our month that
than call a...
You know what I'm saying? I mean, what do we want the man to do, you know, to put it on the table? And I'll vote to table it. I have no problem with that. It's just I need to know...
Are you familiar with this type of system?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
I mean,
it's budgeted, isn't it?
I think it was all explained.
The sheriff's department's had it for how many years?
Yeah, they've already. It's a system they've had. We're just improving it.
I can throw my 2 cents on it because I'm working with different systems. Yeah. And what he said is true. Every city seemed like had their own system. And a few years back, we had a problem with kids in Troy stealing trucks and cars in our town. And we didn't know them. They drove by us. We didn't know who they were. Well, the system, I would have known.
Yeah.
So to me, it's really a significant improvement for law enforcement in Madison County.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure it is.
I'm going to vote against tabling it. I think I don't know that we're going to have any more information
actually,
than we have now.
The truth is you can't debate a table motion. So I vote to table it.
I'm going to vote to table it.
No.
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 Yes.
Uh-oh.
I vote no.
I move that we accept the proposal as presented in the amount of $614,300. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, just a moment. Is there a second to his motion?
I'll second.
Okay, now, you have a question, Ms. Coon?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask the sheriff. Whenever you said that Highland was interested, was it, who were you speaking with? The mayor? Or
the chief of police.
The chief of police?
And the fire chief also, Sheriff.
I think IT's already been involved a little bit with them, too, so they're down the road further than you might think.
Highland, Collinsville, Edwardsville, and Troy plan on taking this to their city councils as soon as the county board approves this, within the next 6 weeks after that.
Yeah, Judy, and Terry Bell also sits on the 911 board. This morning we voted on that. He voted to support this.
Are there any additional questions?
Alton.
If not, well,
Alton. Do you have a motion in a second?
Yes,
Alton's
I have a
special.
Second.
They don't want to.
I have a motion second. Roll call. Mr. Adler.
I'm going to vote yes. I would like to table it, but it seems as though that the majority of the agencies here have planned to do this, and I would have voted for it eventually anyway.
Mr. McRae.
I'm going to vote no on principle, but I would really appreciate expenditures of this magnitude, at least getting an email, a heads up. And so I'm voting no.
Mr. Asadoria?
Aye.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
And Ms. Gump?
Well, if I'd have a little more time to think, I'm like Tom, if I had a little more time to think about it, I would be voting yes. But it's still a lot of money, and I would have liked to, I would have been able to talk to the chief of police. I'd like to talk to the mayor and find out. So I'm going to have to vote no.
You're voting no. Okay, motion is approved. Motion is approved.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If there is, not to belabor it, but if there is any information anybody wants about this, just get hold of Terry and you can get hold of Mike and the sheriff.
I'd be happy to sit down and answer any questions that you guys have on this topic. That needs to be passed down to Art.
Yeah, it needs to go to Art.
It needs to go to Art.
That's what we just voted on.
Yep, I'm sorry.
Okay. May I have a motion for the purchase recommendations? They've been circulated amongst everyone, and I do have signatures. May I have a motion?
Second.
There's a motion and second. Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Asadoria?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
And Ms. Cohn?
Yes.
We also have a report to submit covering one mobile home license. May I entertain a motion on that to submit our report? It's been moved second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's coming around. Do we have any new business?
Yes, I have something I'd like to bring up. Okay. And this might be just for your information purposes. I believe, Steve, stuff is going to be coming your way to your committee. We had a Judiciary Committee meeting Friday, and as far as the public safety aspect goes, there's an issue over at the Criminal Justice Center involving their swipe badges not working. Did IT guys work on that yet?
What he's referring
to. Right. Some of the people have to actually leave their doors open some of the judges over there and legal staff have to leave their doors open for two reasons. They can't swipe to get in and out, and the other reason is because of air conditioning, which is coming your way on your committee. I was really concerned about the swiping capability.
The security
cameras froze up, I believe, didn't they say, Bob?
Yes.
So have these
right? Been? There were three separate issues that the judge brought up, and to my knowledge, all three of them are currently being addressed.
Okay.
So I think it's just one of those things. Maybe we need a little bit more time. We, as in not just IT facilities and everybody else that are working on the problems, just need a little bit more time. Well, one of them she complained about is the HVAC system.
Say that again?
The HVAC.
Heating and cooling system.
That's not related.
Right. Swipe cards, which he commented about. Facilities is working on that one. They have contacted an outside vendor, to my knowledge.
Yeah, that was something they got instructions from the vendor on how to correct the problem, and they couldn't do it, so they asked the vendor to come out, and they've been having a hard time getting them out. The HVAC.
I'll stop by and see Kurt on my way out.
HVAC, apparently we had a guy up on the roof that morning fixing the problem. You know, hopefully that's resolved.
Yeah. And then the video cameras, there are two new PCs that have it shipped in order to fix that problem.
I didn't hear so
that. Yeah, the elevator is currently not working or something.
They had to be shipped.
Yes, two new PCs.
Gotcha.
Because the amount of cameras and the amount of feeds and everything like that was overloading the PCs in one place. So we're going to...
Well, it was more for everybody's information that...
Yes, and there was mention something
say,
about an elevator also.
Why don't you look into a digital video recorder rather than a PC? It would work a lot better.
Well, the PC is just for displaying the camera.
Many channels.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they have the different feeds up from the different cameras on the monitor.
Okay.
Overloading the PCs.
All right, these issues are being worked on at the Criminal Justice Center. Thank you. Do we have any other business to come before this committee today? If not, I'll ask for...
You got it. Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you all.